Hello, disaster.
Hi, Esther. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Is this a good time to chat?
Absolutely. It's my day off.
Oh, nice. You always take Mondays off?
Always. It's our slowest day. I figured I can leave the restaurant without it being burnt down or anything.
Yeah, smart. I understand that. Days
my
off
only
are very
day
important.
Off, so. Yeah, that one day off, it's, and, you know, I'm like 5 minutes away from the restaurant, so it's not like if anything really goes down, I can't get there within minutes.
Well, that's awesome that you're close to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
well,
good and it's bad at the same time.
Right, because I'm sure you're the convenience of it, people expect you to be there if they need you.
Exactly.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about what you're looking for there, Esther, and I'll see if I can help you out.
Well, I'm looking for working capital. I kind of want to change the concept of the restaurant right now, and I want to. When we took the restaurant over, it was a. It used to be a fine dining restaurant prior to us being there.
Mm-hmm.
Our concept is more of a comfort food, home style cooking. They're taken to it well, but the ambiance of the restaurant still has that fine dining taste to it.
Okay.
You know, so they're still kind of like looking into it as a, you know, it's still a fine dining restaurant. So I kind of want to change that into something this town is lacking. We just moved here a year and a half ago, and this town is lacking a sports bar.
Okay.
So I want to change the ambiance into a sports bar, so that would mean me changing, you know, a few things as far as the ambiance is concerned, and definitely going as far as, you know, Vegas-style bar menu, so to say, sports bar
okay.
menu. Because it's a small town here. I've never lived in a small town. I'm from Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty weird here. I'm still trying to get used to it.
How small is the town?
I mean, I guess it's not that small, but compared to Vegas, you know, it's 30,000
yeah.
people. It's
okay.
in the Central Coast. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful town. I'm in Paso Robles. It's a beautiful town, and, you know, we're getting people, and there's another thing that's weird to me. We get people driving 30 minutes away just to come up to the restaurant and eat, you know, but that's a strange concept to me as well, but it's a good concept to everybody, I guess, but that's strange to me coming from Vegas where, you know, everything's, you have a lot of everything really close to you that you don't have to travel that far.
Right. So let's say you change to the sports bar atmosphere. You're saying because there's no sports bar in town?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
if you
and everybody's looking for a sports bar. Everybody's looking for a place to, you know, I mean, we're halfway there. We've got 12 beers on tap. We've got the food to support it. A lot of the, you know, we're a comfort food kind of, you know, like a comfort food. It's halfway there. It just needs that extra help to get it up there.
Okay. Now, by doing that, are you going to completely revamp it where you're going to get rid of your old menu and just change it?
No, not completely change the whole menu. It's time for a menu change. It's been about 6 months, and I like to change my menu around a lot,
okay.
and we're going into the wintertime already, so it's time for a menu change now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's more on, I'd really like to get a little bit more of the advertising out as well, like, hey, you know, we've been here for a year, come check us out, here's what's going on, here's what we're twisting around, you know,
okay,
kind of thing. It's a good place for you to come, hang out, watch the games.
Yeah, do you already have TVs there right now?
Yes.
Okay. And people come in and watch the games already.
Yeah.
So you just kind of want to, market that and let them know that now you're more like a sports
yeah.
bar and come in and check it out.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of this poshy, snotty, fine dining that you guys think that it used to be. Because I guess that
mm-hmm.
the restaurant has been there for 10 years. And so, you know, you still have the mentality of people. Like I said, people still think that they come in and they're like, oh, it's not as poshy as or as snotty as we think as it is, and we're like, what the hell are you serious?
So purchase this?
We've been here for, we opened last year, July 15th, so we've been here for about a year and 3 months now.
Okay, a year and 3 months, and so the restaurant, you bought it when it was a different restaurant, or they closed down?
No. They closed down, yeah.
Okay, and you just bought the location or got the location?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were leasing the location, yeah.
So a lot of people are still have that mindset of the last restaurant that was there.
Exactly, yeah. They were there for a decade, so I guess it's kind of hard to erase that, you know, mentality.
Yeah, absolutely.
I noticed your number's in California. Are you in California?
We are. We're in San Diego.
Oh, okay. So you guys are way down south. You know where Paso Robles is? Are you familiar with it? Because I sure as shit wasn't.
I do not know where Paso Robles is.
Yeah. When somebody first told us about this place, I was like, where the hell? I've never heard of Paso Robles.
Yeah.
We're about 30 minutes away from Pismo Beach. Are you familiar with Pismo Beach?
I am familiar with Pismo Beach.
So we're 30 minutes north of Pismo Beach, and it's an up and coming wine country as well. I would say it's halfway near. It's gonna be booming, just like how Napa is booming now. There's 250 wineries out here, and what's booming out here as well as in San Diego is the craft beers.
That's awesome! Craft beers are getting big everywhere.
Yeah, there's quite a few out here that are really booming and. 805 is actually from out here. Are you familiar with the beer 805?
I am. That's the one I usually get, Blondale.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're here. The 805 is our area code.
Oh, okay.
So that's where 805 is. It's on the central coast of California. It's 30 minutes from Pismo Beach. Morro Bay. Yeah, I didn't even know about it until, like, we actually came to take a look at the place.
Uh-huh.
So it's funny.
Cool. Well, how much are you looking for in capital? What are you thinking, the amount wise?
I'm hoping to try to get at least 150. I see you guys have like up to 3 years to pay it back. That would definitely give me enough power to advertise as much as I'd want to advertise.
So is this going to be? Some of this money is going to be used for revamping the restaurant. Some of it's going to be for advertisement. Do you have like a breakdown where you have specifics of what you need? Like you're going to put $50,000 towards marketing or $100,000 towards a build out. Have you thought about that or have a plan?
I have. I just have never written it down. I obviously when it does buy out here, because everybody loves to see, you know, what's on TV and whatnot. So after the big, huge advertising thing, I would have to definitely grab a couple more people to kind of man the place. So, I mean, a lot of that would have to go into working capital as well, with labor and stuff.
Need more labor as well. Okay. And how much do you think this is going to increase your guys' revenue by bringing in or changing, revamping?
Oh, I would definitely... I would probably say it would double our revenue on what we're making now. And, of course, it would have to, you know, lengthen out the hours as well. I mean, we're only open till 8 o'clock now. So with the bar area being open more, and we're, you know, I plan to put out more taps as well. So I would say would probably double within the next 4 months and probably triple within the next year.
Okay, and what are you guys doing in revenue right now? Oh, what'd you do last year for 2015?
We opened in July, so we're at halfway mark. We did close to $200,000 last year.
Okay, and then this year, what are you guys year to date?
We are. Hold on, I got my computer in front of me actually, so I can definitely tell you that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, is there someone else around that handles some of the finances for him, or is it just all him?
One second, sorry.
No worries, no rush.
I see, okay. Alrighty then, I'll just send him the email and I'll just call him back up.
And Esther, are you 100% owner of the business?
I'm not. I have a partner.
Okay, you guys are 50-50.
Yeah, she's my wife.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's much easier that way. Year-to-date gross sales, we are at 348,706.
348,706, perfect. Okay. And do you currently have any working capital loans out right now?
I do. I have one with BizFi that's killing me, so I would like to definitely get that out too, and have, if I can get a longer payment on it, that'd be awesome.
Okay. And how much do you owe at BizFi?
Give me 1 second. I can find that out for you right now.
Okay.
My outstanding balance is at 48,441.22.
48,441. And what's your payment with them?
278 a day.
278 a day. Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, what I would do, what I'm going to do is send you an email with the application along with the short list of items of what I would need to kind of try and get you guys the approval. But just kind of listening to your numbers and your sales, I don't know if I'd be able to get you the full 150. Are you guys still open to something if it's not the 150, or is 150 just make or break for you?
No. Well, we'd be open for any help. I mean, I really just want to... Okay. You know, bring it. Every little count helps. If I can definitely get some type of advertisement out there, it would definitely bring up the sales as well. You know what I mean? So it's a give and take kind of thing. I mean, I'm not just at 150. And like I said, if I can pay off BizFi and still have more money left over with a lower payment, that would be even better.
Okay. So what on refining? Refi the loan. Okay. Great. So what's a good email? Oh, actually, I have it. I emailed you earlier.
Yep.
I'll go ahead and send that application over. How soon do you think it'll be before you get it back to me?
If it's all and everything you need is it should be within my reach. I mean, I have the I have my computer right in front of me, and I'm sure you're gonna need bank statements and stuff like that.
Yeah, bank statements and a tax return. We don't ask for too much.
Yeah, cash return as in...
That's right. You guys are brand new. So you haven't filed any tax return yet, have you,
for 2015? I have not. I haven't filed 2015 yet, no.
When is your fiscal year end?
July.
July.
We start in July, so yeah, we're doing the fiscal in July.
Okay.
Or July to July.
All right. Do you guys have, like, an extension? For this last July, this last July that just passed in 2016 would have been, you guys should have done a tax return, right?
They're processing my attorney's slacking on it, and they're doing their tax returns right now for 2015.
Okay, no worries. I'll just go ahead and notate that. No tax return right now. Okay, well, I'll send you the list, and then as soon as you have some time, get that back to me. Give me about like 10, 15 minutes to get that to you. If it doesn't come directly from me, it'll be one of my associates that will send it as well. So, but if you need anything, feel free to give me a call.
Awesome, perfect.
All right, appreciate your time, Esther.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.